Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Tánaiste Sealy of Radcliffe today told TDs in Leinster House that just 60% of existing childcare facilities have indicated that they'll be reopening by September. In the last hour, a spokesperson for the department claimed the information provided to him by the Department of Children was inaccurate. They haven't yet released the new data, so we're not quite sure where that inaccuracy is, but when we get it, we will bring it to you. Anyway, the Tánaiste was responding to Aonthu's Pather Tobin, who said seven childcare providers in Dublin alone had closed down in the past 24 hours, with 55 closing around the country in the past week. We're going to hear from the Federation of Early Childcare Providers in a moment. But first I'm going to talk to Erica Connolly. She joins me on the line now from County Meath. Hello, Erica.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
And, well, you're not reopening Manor Montessori, the Montessori that you've been running for some time in County Meath. Why?
I'm not opening because from my experience and from my own financials, it's no longer a viable business option based on the funding that we have been receiving prior to COVID-19 and the lack of collaborative practice since it's happened. We do not know how much funding we're getting, when we're getting it, and how we are going to be able to regulate all the new requirements that's been put in place, and how we're going to be able to afford everything. Now, and I can't guarantee my landlord that if there's an outbreak in the winter time, that I'll be able to cover all the bills and the rent. We get paid 38 weeks of the year. The bills are 52 weeks of the year. And we were on our knees beforehand. 33,000 people marched in February for better pay, better conditions, so that we could provide a quality early years education for the children of this country. And with the funding being cut, we are not, I personally am not in a position to say that I would be able to provide a quality early years educational facility based on the funding that's been provided by, or the lack of funding that's been provided by the government.
So you're calling it a day. Erica, that's a tough decision. How long have you been in business and how many children did you look after?
This would have been my fourth year. I had 22 children in my class, in my service. I had two classrooms, four staff members, and then myself as well. So that's five people that will not be returning. And I've had additional needs children in my service as well, all of whom now have to find a preschool service that will take them in a very limited capacity. We're very stuck for space as it is in Navan. I was on the phone to preschool providers in the local area trying to find my children a place, in particular those with additional needs. One of the very, very, very tough decisions I had to make was because I won't be able to provide for the children, is how to find them a place.
Erica, this is having a personal impact on you. There are people who will lose their jobs as a result. And are you taking a financial hit?
Of course I'm taking a financial hit. Before all this happened, before the funding, just when the funding got hit, or got taken away, I was on Joe Duffy explaining that if something wasn't done, this will be the result of it. And I was, I wrote in to all the TDs. I asked them, like, please don't cut the funding for the sake of 12 weeks because there are so many services that will not be able to open as a result of being so short-sighted and cutting the funding for 12 weeks.
Okay, Erica, stay with us while we chat to Elaine Dunn as well, who's the chair of the Federation of Early...
Sorry, Mary.
Yes, Erica.
Mary, can I just say one thing that's very, very important and it's very heartbreaking to me? I was on the phone trying to find a place for a child with a severe additional needs who had funding in place under the AIM model. And I found a place for her. The school was able to accept her. And her funding has been approved. And when I went on to AIM, the government body AIM, to say we need a transfer from my school to another preschool for this particular child, she cannot get a transfer. She has to start from the very beginning and apply from the very beginning. And this is extremely stressful for her parents to not only have to change preschool, but also have to start from the very beginning and apply for preschool assistance and preschool funding for this child.
Okay.
And that is happening across the country. And it's the children with additional needs in this country, especially in the early years, that are really going to suffer. And it's breaking my heart that this is happening.
Elaine Dunn, just listening to what Erica is telling us there, is there a huge, before we even talk about the money here, is there a huge amount of red tape involved as she describes that last case of just trying to transfer a child with special needs from her location to another school?
Yes, there is. Just to clarify, there are 7,000 children with additional needs within this country that are in our services that have been discriminated against at this point. We've got no funding for them at all for the next 8 weeks. So they are sitting at home after being at home for 3.5 months. They're now at home with the parents. And these children need respite and the parents need respite. And routine for these children is so very important.
Was that available in other years?
Yes, no, not through the summer. They never gave it.
It has never been available.
No, but the fact that they
have pulled back. They have been away since COVID in March.
Absolutely. And it is something that the Federation have been crying out for now for the last couple of months. Again, going on deaf ears, the department aren't listening, telling us that, oh, these children aren't entitled to this funding during the summertime. So you can't do that.
Have you any estimate of how much it might have cost?
Well, it's €69 a week per child for the scheme. And then for the AIM worker to come in for 3 hours, which I might add, if the children are there for 8 hours, we only have an SNA for the 3 hours. So the rest of the day, we have to try and cover whatever we possibly can for the child and give them as much help as we can.
We saw those figures that Leo Varadkar gave the Dáil earlier. He said 60%. Might be open by September. That's 40% that might not be open. Do those numbers surprise you?
Well, to be honest, I've just been given the statement from the Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar, and it was inaccurate and it came out of the department. So for me, I would question the department and why they gave out wrong figures to the Taoiseach today.
Do you know the figures? Do you know different figures?
No, I don't know the figures. I can only tell you the amount that are closing down daily. And in the last 24 hours, I'm at 13 within the last 24 hours. 13 now completely.
Are not reopening or closing the
9 in Dublin alone, 2 in Mayo.
And are they mainly creche or are they Montessori centres?
They're both creche and Montessori. So you're probably talking 13 gone. So if you average it out, it's like maybe 30 or 40 children per service.
And we got figures from Pádraig Tobin earlier. He talked about 55 closing around the country in the past week.
In the past week, yes. I gave Pádraig those figures today. And we're actually very grateful to Pádraig Tobin because he brought this to the attention of the Dáil again today, because I have been screaming my head off here trying to get help. And it seems that nobody's actually listening to what we're saying.
Can you be very specific about the help you need? Catherine Zappone, in her final weeks in office, announced a funding package of $75 million to reopen the early learning and childcare services. The new minister, Roderick O'Gorman, will be here with us after 5 o'clock. What do you need?
We need our operational costs. They have to pay for our help us pay for that. We're not looking for a profit here at this point, of course we're not, but we are definitely looking for operational costs to be met.
Why are you not looking for profit? You're in business.
There's a lot of businesses in the country, and we know that we're all suffering, and I totally get that. But we are the services that are opening up and opening up the businesses and helping parents to go back to work. And yet that is being ignored. Mm.
You have $75 million announced by Catherine Zappone. How much do you need, or how much more do you need?
I would like to think that we could come up with $150 million to help the services, and that would probably stop services from closing. But as we speak, as I'm saying to you now, I know of 150 that we know of that have closed in the last 6 weeks. Mm. What about the ones we don't know of? You know, and then to be told that, you know, for everyone that closes, there's a new one opening. That is totally not true, because there's nobody investing in childcare.
What are we facing?
Can I interrupt you there? Elaine,
Erica,
sorry,
yes.
And Mary, yeah. The reason that is a lie is because when I closed my doors, I was going to find a new tenant for my building that was a bigger company that was going to come in and take over as a preschool service. And the landlord has actually said, no, I don't want it as a preschool service anymore.
Okay, well, that's a whole different issue now, Erica, in fairness, between you and your landlord, and it's a road we're not going to go down.
Mary, the point is that for one preschool closing, there's another one opening. There's not.
There's not. 150, you say. And so what's the picture going to be like in September, Elaine, when parents, potentially parents who maybe are working from home at the moment, maybe going back into offices or hopefully going back to work. How difficult is it going to be to get a childcare place?
Speaking to a parent this morning, a large service closed up in Terenure, and parents were told over the last couple of days. And she's been ringing around everywhere trying to get places. And when she's ringing, what service are saying is, we're not sure we're going to be open in September, so we cannot guarantee you a place in our service.
And that's the story that you're
that
hearing again and again.
All over the place. You know, and it's harrowing to think that nobody's listening. We did say this at the very beginning. Before we reopened, we told them 75 million was not enough. Mm. Nobody listened. And here we are, services closing down daily. Parents left in the lurch.
And so it's a very simple question for the minister. You're saying you need 150 million. You're asking him. Is he going to come up with it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He is with us after 5 o'clock. It's a question we will put to him. For now, Elaine Dunn and Erica Connolly, thank you both
thank
very
you
much
so
indeed
much.
For joining us.